You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We know that the e-commerce space has been quite the buzz around what's been going on there with competition, to the extent that at some point last year, I think it was July of last year, the Competition Commission had to publish an online intermediation platforms market inquiry around how they saw the space and what potential changes might have been needed in the space. I'm joined on the line by the Chief Economist at the Competition Commission, James Hodge, to take a look at what's been unfolding in this space and how we process it and make sense of it. Good evening, James. Thanks so much for taking the time. Certainly an interesting time to be looking at markets like the e-commerce space, especially with the developments in technologies and the number of new entrants in the space. Is the space becoming more competitive, or are things just getting more complicated?
Well, I think they are getting more competitive, but I think we also need to distinguish the different types of players. So Amazon has entered the market and has a presence in South Africa. It has distribution centers and is rolling out, I think, nationally, its delivery service. But that is different to the kind of Shein and Temu who are really importing into South Africa and have their operations offshore and then rely on some of the courier services domestically to deliver. And having a presence nationally, we see from experience, means that you can get the bulk of the e-commerce trade. And so certainly Takealot now faces a rival that is obviously a global company with enormous capabilities that it brings to the South African market, but starting off with a small share of that market, but certainly the capabilities to bring important competition. I think with Shein and Temu, the issue has more been around trade policy and tariffs. Because they're not present here, as you're aware, the concern has been about whether they're bypassing tariffs on clothing and other products, and therefore coming in a sense, very cheap. And and below the cost of which people importing clothes would otherwise come in at. So I think it is an interesting time, and it is a time when I think government needs to look at all its toolkits, not just the competition toolkits, but also trade and industrial policy to shape the digital economy in a way that serves the country best.
James, one of those tools is the South African Revenue Services. They came out very clearly with a VAT on imports of goods in excess of 500 rand, directly in response to the concerns you raised around those circumventions of tariffs by international players in the space. And I wonder, from a Competition Commission point of view, how do you then look at something like that as a measure and balance it out with, yes, the Competition Commission's role is to ensure fair and equitable markets and balanced competition, but at the same time, you don't want to be closing off markets or closing off external guys from the local market per se and creating an environment that isn't really conducive. How do you balance that from a competition perspective, but also from an economics point of view?
Well, I think one has to start from an economic policy perspective, because trade policy is there to regulate foreign competition against domestic production. And really a trade policy is trying to find that balance that, bring that competition from globally to keep prices down and to keep domestic players under pressure, but not so much as to destroy the domestic economy. The Competition Commission is looking at the markets within South Africa. We do factor in the international aspect of competition, but as an overall economic policy, you could say within the Ministry or Department of Trade, Industry and Competition, one has to look at these different tools and how do you ensure good outcomes for consumers, but at the same time development of the local economy. And I think the debate in digital that is starting to now take place, and it's happening through the Shein and Temu, both domestically and globally, this debate is raised is to what extent do we want that happening, that investment in our own country, rather than just being a consumer of foreign digital services that don't create employment, investment or jobs in South Africa. And so certainly from our perspective, we have a development mandate as well as a competition mandate. So these factors do have to come into our thinking, but as part of the agencies within government, we also need to locate ourselves within that broader debate about what we need as a country.
There's a lot that we need to discuss from that perspective. James, before I let you go, I want to look at some of the sentiments from the Competition Commission's side around using all of those tools, but also around the sweeping changes that need to be enforced in line with the market inquiry that was put forward. We want a sustainable and a cohesive online marketplace or an e-commerce environment within South Africa, and something that the likes of Takealot have put forward is that there should be things like employment requirements put forward for foreign operators. Is this something that you think would be more beneficial towards the overall space, or would that do more harm? Obviously, understanding that we have an unemployment rate that does not look anywhere near sustainable.
Yeah, absolutely. Our inquiry focused a lot more, at least in the e-commerce space, on the treatment of marketplace sellers on these platforms. Because, you know, people use Takealot and now Amazon to sell products through them and use their distribution. And that's a benefit, but it also can be a bit one-sided relationship. So I think those guidelines and remedies were important in ensuring that the business that use these platforms are protected. What we're faced now is with that bigger question around competition, certainly between the platforms. Look, I think Takealot is rightly raising the debate. Do we need a kind of, and it may be more of an investment industrial policy that looks to promote domestic? One can do that simply through tariff and doesn't need other rules, because if tariffs reach a level, then players will make that investment. So I think it's the right questions to be asking. Whether that's the answer, of course, is something I think we do need to consider, and whether there are unintended consequences, or whether it does promote employment. But certainly, I think what's been made clear by the President and the Minister of Trade, Industry and Competition is we have to have a plan to create jobs and industrialize through the digital markets as well, not just the traditional markets. So we have to be thinking about how we get those investments into the country and how they're used to grow employment and deliver benefits to the economy.
And alongside that plan, we need to have implementation strategies, because that's also a key part of that. But we'll have to come back to that conversation at another time. Thanks so much, James, for the insights. James Hodge, Chief Economist at the Competition Commission, on their views on the e-commerce space and potential regulatory measures that might be coming up.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.